Shane Vaughn, the head wrestling coach with the Kemper Knights, joining us here as we take a look at the upcoming 2022-2023 season, of course, for the boys wrestling team. And Shane, as always, good to catch up with you.
Yeah, great to be here.
Coach, you excited about this season? You guys have got a nice-looking roster coming back. Looks like you've got some really good numbers. I get the sense there is some excitement about Kemper wrestling this year.
Oh, yeah, there definitely is. We have, you know, our numbers are still kind of on the upward swing, and we got a lot of talent coming back and some new talent coming in, so it should be a pretty good year for us.
And I know you guys got some work in some camps and stuff this off season. Was it a good off season for this team, do you think?
Yeah, it really was. We had guys that did a really good job of kind of buying into the whole weight room process and took a group of kids over to Lincoln to do a little wrestling over there. So a lot of good opportunities in front of them, and we had guys taking them up on it.
What's been the process so far here since the winter sports season started and you guys were able to get back into the wrestling room? What's been the work and the focus?
Just kind of, you know, trying to get our pace up early on and make sure we're working hard every day. And, you know, we've got some guys that are knocking rust off and some that have been kind of rolling all along. So just kind of trying to get everyone back on the same page and inching closer to our first competition.
Any change with anything this year with the addition of girls wrestling? You don't have the girls probably in the room wrestling against boys anyway, but any changes with the coaching staff? I know Gary over coaching the girls right now.
Yeah, so Coach Schmitz, you know, he's been working with me since I got here, but now he's over coaching the girls' side of things. So we're definitely missing having him in the room, but he's doing really good things with them, and they're off to a great start as well. So sad to see him go, but it's happy to see what, you know, what he's accomplishing with them so far. But as for the high school room, we've still got myself and then Coach Gross in there and got a new addition to our middle school staff as well. So a lot of good things going on.
Does that change any of the responsibilities of who's working with who this year, or are things pretty much the same?
You know, it's pretty much the same. Like I said, we definitely do miss having Gary in there, but Coach Gross and I just kind of bounce around and are able to work with guys from the top to the bottom. So, you know, it's going pretty well.
What kind of numbers do you guys have, and do you feel like you're going to be able to fill every weight class, or like some teams, are you stuck with a bunch of guys kind of in a grouping and not going to be able to spread them out enough?
We've got 25 this year, you know, as of now on the team, and it looks like we should be able to spread them out and fill all 14 for the first time since I've been here. So that's something we're really excited about. I've always hated giving up those free, you know, forfeit points in duels, and that's something that is, you know, we've kind of looked back at some duels and been like, man, if we could have filled that weight, we could have pulled that one out. So hopefully that's not a problem we have this year.
What does that feeling mean, and what does that mean overall for this program to be able to get all the weight classes full?
You know, I mean, you kind of alluded to it earlier, but there's just kind of an excitement about the program right now, and we're getting more people to try it out and more people involved in the room and a lot of positive energy. So if we can have guys at all 14 weights that are just willing to go out and battle, we're going to do really good things.
What's the competition been like so far, and are you starting to figure out who's going to be at each weight?
Yeah, so we've got wrestle-off coming up Wednesday of this week, actually. So we're kind of getting there. Got guys kind of figuring out where they want to be weight-wise right now and, you know, where they might want to be by the end of the year. So we're starting to get a little picture, but it should be more clear in the coming days here.
What's the lineup kind of look like right now? Who's fighting for the spots, and what spots are maybe the most contested?
You know, really 145 to 170 range, we got a lot of guys that either have, you know, been putting a lot of work in behind the scenes or have been in and out of the lineup or mainstays in the lineup for the past few years. And we got a lot of guys in that area where, you know, there could be some lineup battles happening throughout the year, a lot of wrestle-offs as we go through. So, you know, guys like Jake Houseman, Jake Earlbeck, Kent Sanders, Nolan Simons, Tate Barrett, Will Healy, all kind of battling for those four or five spots in the middle. So that'll be really cool to see, and it's going to be great for them as they can push each other and continue to make each other better.
Are those going to be the guys you expect to be the leaders this year, or who maybe jumps into that group with them?
Yeah, we've got a pretty good mix of vocal leaders and then people that are leading by example. You know, Connor Hayes is a kid that has been battling injuries for the past few years, but does a really good job of speaking up and being a leader, both by example, but also verbally and kind of encouraging the underclassmen to come along. You know, Jake Earlbeck, Kent Sanders both work extremely hard. Riley Parkus works really hard. Jake Allison's pretty vocal. So, yeah, I mean, that whole group is just doing a really good job coming in and stepping up for us so far.
Good mix with these numbers as far as the age groups you got?
Yeah. Out of the 25, we only have four that are seniors. So regardless, we should be able to bring a lot back next year. And then we had about five or six freshmen, I believe. So it's a pretty good spread out across the four grades.
Where do you feel really comfortable about this team going into the season? Do you feel like there's some weight classes or just the wrestling styles that might be strengths for this group?
Honestly, right now our mentality has been awesome. We got guys that, even guys that, you know, aren't as experienced are coming in eager to learn and just ready to fight. And we haven't had any effort issues or any focus issues so far. So I'm really happy about, you know, just where we're at mentally and where we can continue to be if that continues throughout the year.
Any concerns with this group? Great numbers, but any areas you're concerned about heading into the year or any things you're concerned about?
You know, being healthy is always kind of a concern. You never know, you know, who's going to get hurt, who's going to get sick, what's going to happen there. But those things are out of your control, so that's kind of something you just try not to worry about and continue to focus on the positives as you move forward.
Short holiday break coming up here with Thanksgiving. You and I are talking here on a Tuesday afternoon. Any concerns with the Thanksgiving break, having the wrestle off on Wednesday, or do you feel like the guys will get through the holiday break and kind of understand what they need to do?
Yeah, I think we'll do a pretty good job focusing through it. You know, Thanksgiving is one of those tough holidays for wrestling coaches because you want the kids to enjoy it, but you also don't want them to come back up five weight classes. So you just kind of hope that they're dedicated and they're focused to it and that they can enjoy the time with their family, but also keep in the back of their mind their goals and what they want to get accomplished.
Do you guys have anything scheduled for this upcoming week later on, or you're giving the kids a few days off?
Yeah, so we're having a wrestle-off Wednesday, and then they'll have Thursday, Friday off. There's an optional workout for them Saturday if they want that. But other than that, we're going to hit the ground running Monday again.
Let's talk about the schedule this year. Everybody knows how hard and tough the Hawkeye 10 Conference is, so we know the conference schedule will be strong as the overall schedule. Do you feel pretty comfortable about the tournament you're in, some of the duels you have that feature maybe some of the non-conference teams?
Yeah, you know, I love our schedule. It's tough. We get to see a lot of the best in the state, and so having a schedule like that makes you feel confident by the end of the year that you guys are battle-tested. You know, we're seeing teams like Creston, like Atlantic, like Glenwood, Lewis Central. Like, they're all real tough opponents, so by the time we get down to that postseason time, like, we're ready to go against anyone. But we have a lot of tournaments where we've been competitive in past years, and we're looking to just keep continuing to improve our team finish in those as well.
Set goals for this team and for individuals. Have you guys gone over those types of things yet?
Yeah, with the individuals, I've talked to some of them about their goals, and others are kind of figuring out, you know, where they want to be and what they want to accomplish this year, and then they're going to get back to me. But, you know, as a team, something that we've kind of talked about is, you know, obviously we want to continue to improve number of state qualifiers, state finish, but we're also looking to get in that regional, you know, regional dual, state dual conversation as well.
Coach, as far as the conference, how's the Hawkeye 10 break down? Where do you guys fit into the mix this year for a conference title?
That's another one. You know, like we said before, a lot of tough teams in the conference and a lot of those tough teams that we're kind of starting to, you know, it feels like we're closing the gap on. And so just kind of continuing to improve day by day. And we get down to that Hawkeye 10 tournament. And if everyone, you know, we fill a full lineup, everyone focuses on themselves and wins a few matches and improves their place, we're going to be in a good spot.
Well, Shane, we appreciate you joining us here to take a look at the upcoming season. We wish you guys the absolute best of luck with the year. I have a feeling you guys are going to have a great year. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys here very soon.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You bet. Head coach Shane Vaughn again with the Kemper Boys wrestling team as we take a look at the upcoming 2022-2023 season.